Welcome to The Living Word with Chuck Davis.
First Samuel 4, 12-22, the death of Eli. A man of Benjamin ran from the battle line and came to Shiloh the same day with his clothes torn and with dirt on his head. When he arrived, Eli was sitting on his seat by the road watching, for his heart trembled for the ark of God. And when the man came into the city and told the news, all the city cried out. When Eli heard the sound of the outcry, he said, "What is this uproar?" Then the man hurried and came and told Eli. Now Eli was 98 years old, and his eyes were set so that he could not see. The man said to Eli, "I am he who has come from the battle. I fled from the battle today." And he said, "How did it go, my son?" He who brought the news answered and said, "Israel has fled before the Philistines, and there has also been a great defeat among the people. Your two sons also, Hophni and Phinehas, are dead, and the ark of God has been captured." As soon as he mentioned the ark of God, Eli fell over backward from his seat by the side of the gate, and his neck was broken, and he died. For the man was old and heavy. He had judged Israel 40 years. Now his daughter-in-law, the wife Phinehas, was pregnant, about to give birth. And when she heard the news that the ark of God was captured and her father-in-law and her husband were dead, she bowed and gave birth, for her pains came upon her. And about the time of her death, the women attending her said to her, "Do not be afraid, for you have borne a son." But she did not answer or pay attention, and she named the child Ichabod, saying, "The glory has departed from Israel, because the ark of God had been captured, and because of her father-in-law and her husband." And she said, "The glory has departed from Israel, for the ark of God has been captured." Now the story is going to turn away from an unfaithful family towards a faithful prophet and eventually a faithful king. There'll actually be a turn in that story, an unfaithful king who is then followed by a faithful king. Israel has fled. There's been a great defeat. Hophni and Phinehas are dead. The ark is captured. And the mentioning of the ark, Eli falls over and he dies. It's interesting. In the beginning of this passage, it says Eli was sitting on his seat by the road watching, for his heart trembled before the ark of God. Had he given them advice not to take the ark, that it's not to be used in this way? The paragraph finishes by saying that he had judged for 40 years. Now, we've been seeing him in his priestly role and this connection to judge. I believe the biblical writer is getting us into the chronological framework of judges, that there has been just a series of unhealthy leadership in Israel. We get this picture of Naomi and Ruth and Boaz in the middle that starts to give hope, giving direction towards a line of a king who would do it correctly. The daughter-in-law, the wife of Phinehas, gives birth, and she names the child, "The glory has departed." It's common in a lot of societies to name a child according to an event that happens at that time. Actually, many societies, there are children whose names are Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, different names like this. I like what Peterson says. In the eyes of the daughter-in-law, the glory has departed. But Peterson says she was wrong. The glory had departed long before that. It's about to reappear. God uses the symbol of his presence, the Lord of hosts, over this Ark of the Covenant to bring judgment on his people. And we're going to see he's going to show off his glory to another people. I don't want to get too far ahead of the story. We see in this account, the narrative is vivid and fast-paced, but it's to draw attention to the ark, the dependence upon the presence of God. The so what of this passage is a reminder, God is not dependent on us at all, but he likes to use us. Samuel is eerily absent from this text. This is what happens when you don't have godly leadership. It's a reminder of how quickly the anointing can go. But the now what of the passage is a reminder that God's always telling a better story. And even in the midst of destruction, there is often a resurrection that's coming right around the corner. So Lord, where there are still dead spots in our life, we look forward to your resurrection. We pray, Lord, that today the knowledge of your presence, your manifest presence with us, would never become a talisman to us, but would always be something that we flourish in. The fact that you, Creator God, and our Redeemer, like to be in presence with us, we want to minister before you this day. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.